Good evening. I'm Erin Granger with the KUAC Newsminer Update. A Fairbanks man was killed in an accident on the park's highway over the weekend. Alaska State Troopers report that 28-year-old Willie Graham was a passenger in a car that collided with a Jeep near milepost 127 late Friday night. Troopers say Graham was pronounced dead at the crash site. The driver of the car, 20-year-old Megan Blempk of Fairbanks, was seriously injured and transported to a hospital in Anchorage. Troopers say Blempk lost control of her car, which crossed the center line and was T-boned by the Jeep. The driver of the Jeep and a passenger were not injured in the crash. Troopers say a mix of rain and snow was falling, and the temperatures were just below freezing at the time of the accident, making the roads slick in spots. Emergency medical service team from Trapper Creek, Talkeetna, and Cantwell responded to the crash along with state troopers. Troopers say Good Samaritans stopped and provided first aid before EMS arrived. How much the state should spend on Medicaid has been a controversial issue throughout this year's legislative session, and the issue is back on the front burner. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports on why.
Governor Bill Walker's administration asked for $92 million to cover Medicaid costs that weren't budgeted for this year. The legislature funded $45 million of that earlier this session, but they haven't budgeted for the rest, and payments for Medicaid claims will stop in mid-May if the legislature doesn't act. Shonda O'Brien is the Assistant Commissioner for the Department of Health and Social Services.
Payments will have to be pushed into the next fiscal year, which then creates an even greater shortfall for us in the next fiscal year.
And the Senate has already proposed cutting $70 million from next year's Medicaid budget. O'Brien says if the legislature doesn't budget the supplemental money, it could cause funding problems for healthcare providers, ranging from smaller hospitals to providers in areas like opioid addiction treatment.
Some of those providers might have to close their doors and go out of business.
Senator Anna McKinnon says the department must take steps to reduce costs.
The department needs to figure out that we have a budget crisis going on, and they need to get their house in order.
But department officials note the costs are driven by mandates the legislature has given them. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
The Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly will give the school district at least $48 million for the coming year. The number in a resolution approved Thursday night is less than the $50 million the district wanted, but more than a $41 million minimum suggested by Mayor Carl Castle. Assemblymember Matt Cooper sponsored the substitute resolution he says reflects sentiment of the Finance Committee.
I felt that we ought to have a number that, at least more accurately reflects where we're going with this.
Cooper's resolution initially called for funding the district's entire $50 million request, but it was shaved back to $48 million under an amendment from Assemblymember Van Lawrence. Lawrence says that gives the Assembly some wiggle room as it formulates the borough-wide operating budget while still complying with the law.
The resolution before us is a state law requirement that we have to pass it, that we have to state what our minimum amount is. Within 30 days after they make the request or make their initial budget.
Lawrence and other assembly members emphasize the final allocation usually exceeds the minimum.
In the 6 years I've been on the assembly, that minimum amount has never carried any weight.
The district alerted staff last week about the potential of being short-funded this year, a notice that generated a volume of emails to the assembly. Here's Assemblymember Christopher Quist.
You should look at our inbox. It blew up, and there are several dozen people that are concerned, that would be rightly concerned if this was a real issue or like an actual possibility.
School Board Treasurer Thomas Bartels says there was no intent to mislead.
The fact that the minimum fund of $41 million is out there is that it's up for discussion, it's up for consideration, it's the bottom floor, if you will. And so the fact that that's out there, I think we can agree that that could be a possibility.
Bartels says he and fellow school board members hope to continue work with the assembly as it moves forward towards finalizing the borough budget May 10th. Much of the debate over school funding is focused on money the district has in reserve accounts and how much of it should be spent next year. For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Erin Granger.